Wait, before we finish this.
Yes.
You have not listened to Big Fatty yet, right?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so do you have a podcast app on your phone?
Yes.
Type in Big Fatty Online.
Okay.
And right now, and download a couple episodes.
Okay.
And listen, and okay. We'll talk about it on the next show.
Okay.
Okay.
It's taking over, and that's the lovely lady from the station who's going to say...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You have not listened to Big Fatty yet, right?
Not yet, no.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2367 of the BFO for Wednesday the 8th of February 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, the accountants at Big Numbers Incorporated have rejected the little show number one fan results. Hello, recalls. Big Fatty, I'm upset. I'm upset, too. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are recalls today because, y'all, I have just received a cellular telephonic device, a call from that Daniel Biba, formerly of the Dubious Intentions, and he says that I did not mention his name as a qualified participant in the number one fan contest, and y'all, I have gone back through the colostomy bag, and I am sorry to say that I did indeed leave Daniel Biba out of the colostomy bag. Let me just read his number one fan entry right here. He says, my 25 words or less include rough, shake, heartbeat, bluster, fluctuation, dynamite, agreeable, hogtied, blank, and flavoring. Thank you. Y'all, there it is. And y'all, I have been in touch with the attorneys, and I've been told, wait a minute, here we go. I'm reinflating the colostomy bag. I have added Daniel Biba to it. I've put all the other names back in there, and we're going to let the results stand unless, in the redraw we're going to have right now, Daniel Biba's name comes up, and if it does, then Big Fanny, what are we going to do? Well, I'll have to get back in touch with the attorneys, but we're going to just draw right now. We're not going to say who we're drawing out. Okay, here's the number one, and here's the number two, and here's the number three, and we're going to check and see if Daniel Biba is in any of these. No! How about the next one? No! No! And final one, y'all, and if this is Daniel Biba, we'll have to recall the results. Big Fatty, this is exciting! Oh, poor Big Fatty! No, poor Daniel Biba, he was not. He was not chosen in the recount and the redraw. So, Daniel, I'm just as sorry as I can be, but you can always call in with a so-so question this month, and I'm sure you're excited for Nessa for winning. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, good to see y'all today, the 8th of February, y'all, it is an extremely important celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. He is, actually, he's to blame for getting Digger to listen to the new show, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is not Tom in the Chicago's. It is Terry in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, I thought he was out in the Bay Area. So nice they named it twice. Yes, Big Fatty. well, I think he may be doing some piddling out there. Big Fatty Volga. But y'all, if you've ever met T. Wiggles, Y'all, he's just one of the sweetest, people you'll ever meet. And Big Fatty, he's like that that Myron. There will be a special place for him in heaven because of who he is betrothed to. Yeah, it's true. And so y'all, if you see Terry of Tom and Terry and the Chicargos on the 20th for the face space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Digger makes sure he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall love giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
That is correct, and y'all, that is Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, yeah, not over the top, but it was a bumper, totally original, perfect for so-so question month. Yes, Big Fatty, I hope we start getting some. I hope we start getting some too. But y'all, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna catch up on a few little voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're having it up. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Shy Yeti. Just wanted to say hello, and I hope you're having a good new year so far. It's a little bit snowy in London, but well, it's nothing. Not at all exciting. It's just wet, really. But anyway, enough about the weather. I just needed to leave a quick message for Poodle, if I could.
Hi.
Poodle, what would you say if I said,
oh.
Does that mean anything to you, Poodle? I just wanted to check. Just trying out a theory there. Anyway, it's been lovely speaking to you. I better get back to my surreal world of libraries and weirdness and. You know what it's like.
What?
Us London people. We're just crazy. Crazy. Bye for now.
Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes. Are you okay? Yes. Okay. Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, from across the pond, it was, and I've had that for a long time. And Paul, I apologize that it's been so long since you sent that in, but I'm glad we were able to get it played on the little show. Just go over there. Squeaky Kitty, get Poodle a treat.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Gus Chad calling you with an update on my puppy. This week has been a week from hell. I'm house sitting, which I hate doing because I have to stay at somebody else's house. I'm away from my puppy. And Brock isn't helping out with maybe his potty training very well. He likes to have animals. He just doesn't like the cleanup of animals. So it's been a very hard, trying time. She has been behaving, but she's already grown so much. And she's to the point where she's starting to get harder and harder to tire out, but she is pretty smart and pig-headed that she doesn't want to listen now. So I thought that she'd be good for a little bit longer. I didn't think this would come as fast as it did. So we're working a lot on her listening skills. She's gotten 3 new names when she's naughty. Actually, 4. I call her Maybe Maybelline Mascara Bessie. She technically should have my last name, but because Brock got her, she has Brock's last name, and it rhymes better. So when she hears that, she knows she's in trouble, and she perks up and listens, which is funny, and it makes me giggle every time I say that to her. Just thinking about it makes me laugh. Glad to hear people are calling in and letting you know how much they care about you. Sad that January is going by so fast, but get the prize to you so you can get it mailed out to whoever ends up getting it. And I'll let you know who won when we get around to that time. So talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is that Gus Chin. Big Fatty, how long have you had that one? I've had it probably a couple of weeks. But Gus Chin, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice whenever I get around to playing it. And I'm just delighted that Little Maybe is doing so well. And I hope that all that continues. Y'all, I'll tell you this. Little Maybe, Gus Chad sent me a little video of Little Maybe out for a little walk. He sent it to me on Tuesday. And y'all, Little Maybe, Gus Chad said that Little Maybe was very upset that Gus Chad did not win the number one fan. But Little Maybe, thank you so much for keeping Gus Chad in line. Somebody's got to do it.
Well, hello, Big Fatty. This is Denny from Chicago. Just have a question for you. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Denny. From Denny over there in the Chicago's. Denny, what you got?
I'm currently in the Tucson, Arizona, spelled Tucson. Just want to know, why is it pronounced Tucson? Where'd the C go? Hope you have a great day, and thanks for bringing a smile to my face every day. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Denny from the Chicago's, and Big Fatty said he was in Tucson. Okay. Well, he's probably back home by now. Yes, Big Fatty. Denny, I received this in January. This is just kind of a so-so question. So I think it qualifies for So-So Question Month. And Peter G. and Kathy Marshall, please include this one in So-So Question Month. And thank you for calling with this so-so question. And I think it, yes, Big Betty, it deserves a so-so answer from a so-so little show. It's true. The question is, why is Tucson, why is the C silent? And, you know, it really ought to be quite obvious to you, because, Big Fatty, you don't know why, right? The C is silent. Well, I before E, except after C, and the C is silent in Tucson. Big Fatty.
Hi, Dad. It's Nessa. Being that it will take you weeks to play this, I'm probably going to be too late for the January contest month, but I still wanted to call while it was still January and be entered into the little contest. But I've missed you something fierce. I've missed everybody something fierce. And I am so pleased that I have started chatting with you again and the rest of the peoples. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I see y'all, that is the number one fan of the BFO for 2017. Y'all, that's NASA, and y'all, that she called after the January content contest had closed. But it's still lovely to, Nessa, it's lovely to hear your voice. And, Big Fatty, just one question. Yesterday's little show, when the death phone rang, we heard it, but no one heard it on the little show. What happened? I'm not sure what happened there, but Nessa called, and yes, Big Fatty, and the death phone still scared the crap out of me.
Big Fatty. This is Drusilla. I hope you can understand me because I still have a sore throat after a month of bronchial infection. I meant to call earlier so that, you know, maybe possibly you could play this tomorrow since it's my birthday. But, anyway, I appreciate your show and I'm so glad that you're still doing it and I'm going to miss it when it's gone. I am not going to tell any, you know, kind of story right now because, like, you know, I get embarrassed about stuff like that. Anyway, love you, Big Fatty. So I'm so glad that you're still around and doing this stuff. And, you know, after you retire, we're going to have to, you know, call you directly and that's going to be scary. Love you. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the Drusilla Blomey. Yes, Big Fatty. And Drusilla, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you, your voice, and I hope you're feeling better now. You are well on the mend by now, I hope. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to play that on your birthday last week. Yes, Big Fatty, you were having a colonoscopy. It's true, I was. Hope your celebration of exiting the birth canal went well. Yes, Big Fatty.
Well, 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 well. The end of the 9th, the beginning of the 10th, they said it wouldn't last, and we all hoped that they were right, but they were wrong. You just go on and on, don't you? Never an original idea, never an original thought, never an original plan, stolen everything, and you go on and on and on. Like a Timex watch, you take a licking, which is just a vomitous idea and an image that I'll never now be able to get out of my head. You take a licking, and you keep on ticking. Happy anniversary, Fatty. It is so wonderful that you are entering your 10th year and your 60th as well. You're old. So's your show. 3,000, please. Oh, someone here also wants to say something. One moment, please.
Oh, hi, Fatty. This is Gucho McNoodle, and I have a special song just for you. It's Fatty 10-year anniversary time. It's Fatty anniversary 10-year time. Recommend that 10-year now, Fatty. Go into that 10-year now. That's it from Gucho McNoodle. Happy anniversary, Fatty.
Hi.
Y'all, that is the old gal. That's the old gal and Myron. Yes, Big Fatty, old gal and Myron. Vera and Myron, thank you so much for those kind wishes. It's just lovely. Lovely to hear your voices. And Big Fatty, there may be some sort of litigation that Digger may be putting in litigation. That tune Myron was humming sounded awfully familiar to me. But oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm pretty much caught up except for Veda and Bacon because Big Fatty Miss Bacon called. And she did indeed. So we'll have some Veda and Bacon show probably on tomorrow's. And y'all, I hadn't gotten around to playing or reading the entries that came in late, but I'll get them. I promise I will get to them. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and you know, Big Ricky's been through a lot of co-hosts, and Big Ricky, when you hired Adam, was there any kind of a question process or the interview that you asked?
You have not listened to Big Fatty yet, right?
Not yet, no.
Oh, Big Fatty, they're tainted if they've heard you, yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.